Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution.
Hey, what's up guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind
is not dead.
Because today we are continuing our American Horror Story series.
That's right. Today we will talk about American Horror Story Hotel, that's season 5, and American Horror Story Roanoke, which is season 6. I think I've made it known how much I love Hotel. Most people don't appreciate it, but I love it.
Yeah, well, we're also talking about Roanoke, which isn't my favorite, but not every season has to be amazing.
You know, you really shouldn't lie. We all know you love Roanoke for one reason, and that's the Chens.
Oh god, not the Chens. I honestly think the Chens were scarier than the Butcher. I mean, you can't. No one's body should move like that and crawl on some walls, bro. Like, what's the point? Why did he do that?
I'm sorry. Well, I think the Chens are weird, but the Butcher, you're wrong. The Butcher's definitely scarier.
No, it's just Kathy Bates.
No.
There's nothing scary about her.
The Chens are like the Butcher's minions, so they just kind of, you know, do what she tells them to
pig
do.
Pig was like the Butcher's minion.
They're all the Butcher's minions, let's be honest here. Anyways, first of all, I'd like to apologize for not having an episode last week. We had a very busy weekend, so this weekend, we're hitting you with one today and one tomorrow as well, just so you guys know. But before we get started, we just wanted to tell you that we have a website now. You should go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast, where we update every week about the episodes we are doing. And we would just love to hear from you guys on either platform.
Yeah, we also have a new way to interact with you guys. Once you are done listening to our episode, head over to Spotify if you are not already there, and answer the question found at the bottom of the episode description. We would love to hear from you guys, and you may even get a shout-out on the podcast. And with that being said, we'll be right back. We are back, and let's get right into this episode. Let's start with summarizing Hotel, and then we will go from there.
Sounds like a good plan. I'm going to summarize Hotel, because it's my favorite season. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Let's do this. The season's story is set in Los Angeles at the lively, six-story, very artsy Hotel Cortez. The owner of the hotel, the Countess, tries to protect herself and her children from the fury of her past lover, who seeks revenge on her. Not only is she protecting her family, but she must also worry about John Lowe, a Los Angeles homicide detective who is investigating a series of grisly murders that lead him in the direction of the hotel. Will the Countess and the hotel's residents be able to protect the hotel and its mysteries, or will the hotel reveal all of its deepest, darkest secrets? Dun dun dun! So this season stars quite a few of the same people. Sarah Paulson, Kathy Bates, Dennis O'Hare, Evan Peters, but we bring in some new people.
Yes,
we bring in, well, Finn Whitrock is also in it. Cheyenne Jackson is introduced. We have Wes Bentley is introduced as John Lowe, but, yeah. Oh, and Angela Bassett's in it too. Yeah, this really was Angela Biceps Bassett.
Biceps.
All right, Angela Biceps. Anyways, but we also introduced somebody to replace Jessica Lange, who departed in Freakshow, and that person is none other than the one, the only, Lady Gaga. The suspense that I built.
That was super anticlimactic.
Anyways, we'll get to Lady Gaga later in the episode. But let's give our thoughts on the season, why don't we? You can start since...
I don't know why people didn't like this season. I thought it was a great season. I liked the H.H. Holmes aspect of it.
Thank you for mentioning that. Would you like to elaborate so I don't have to, or do you not really know too much about the H.H. Holmes aspect?
I just know that he built a hotel to kill people, so the rest is yours.
Okay, keep going. I'll talk about H.H. Holmes.
Obviously, Evan Peters did really well in that season. Finn McMissile.
James Petra. And Lily Rabe's in it, too. I'm sorry. I'm just
she
coming.
Is?
Yeah, she plays Eileen Warenos. And John Carroll Lynch is in it.
Oh, yeah, he plays John Wayne Gacy. Of course he does.
Wow, there's so many people in this season.
But they were only there for, like, an episode. Two episodes.
Those two. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
I liked that aspect. I liked the... Basically, if you go into this hotel, you're going to lose your mind. Though, what's his name? The one... It makes me uncomfortable to talk about it. The mummy guy.
Yeah. I don't know his name. He's like Sally's.
He's like Sally's little puppet. Yeah, he makes me uncomfortable.
He's James Patrick March, like, put him with Sally to keep her in check.
Yeah. I was like, Sarah Paulson did an excellent job in that season.
She really did.
Because Sally is a nut job.
That is... I have a tie between her and Cordelia as my favorite characters, which they're, like, complete opposites, but...
They're polar opposites of each other.
But yeah, Sarah Paulson did do a good job.
Yeah.
We can also talk about Sarah Paulson later if you want to. Yeah. My turn? You want me to go? That's that's all you enjoyed? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll touch...
Infinity Boy. Sorry.
And Finn Wit Rock, yeah. I'll touch on H.H. Holmes first because you kind of brought it up. Evan Peters' character, James Patrick March, who built the hotel... who Ashton thinks sounds like Finn McMissile.
He does sound like Finn
McMissile. He's also got the mustache going.
He has the mustache going.
Did you see they're making a Cars TV show on Disney Plus?
No.
With Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy coming back?
No.
Yeah. I saw it today on Instagram. I don't know, but needed? I'm very... Oh, I thought you'd be excited.
No, I am, but it's just something that we really don't
Disney
need.
Disney Plus posted about it on Instagram. I was like, Ashton?
That's something we really don't need.
You'll watch it. If we didn't need it, though, you...
No, I'm gonna watch it.
Okay, then. Anyways, that was off topic. But James Patrick March is basically H.H. Holmes. And if you guys don't know who H.H. Holmes is, he is one of America's earlier serial killers. Earlier known serial killers. Who built a hotel basically to kill people. It had trap doors. It had... rooms that you can get out of. Basically, the Hotel Cortez in this show was H.H. Holmes Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The Hotel Cortez was also modeled after the Cecil Hotel, which...
We did an episode on.
We have talked about at the beginning of this season, actually.
Yeah.
I think we even mentioned American Horror Story Hotel.
We did.
In that episode.
You made it us mention.
I did make us mention that. Anyways, that's a little bit about H.H. Holmes. We should do an episode on him. You know he went to the University of Michigan?
I do. You wanna know why I do? You told me like 10 times.
Sorry. Okay. Anyways, what else did I like about this season? I'll save Sarah Paulson for last because that's a rant. But no, what I liked about the season was it was a dark fashion centered, like the fashion in this season, unmatched.
It was a more modern centered season.
Unmatched. And Lady Gaga... She had the best outfits. Although the cheetah print jacket that Sarah Paulson had to wear the whole season.
No, the cheetah print jacket was just...
It was crispy.
Awful.
No.
It was awful.
No, it was good. But a lot of fashion. And it's a dark season without... There's a lot of death. But it's like... I don't even know how to... It's just a really dark season. And that I love. This was the first season of American Horror Story I watched.
Oh, that's a great introduction.
Yeah, it really was. Because I watched the seasons out of order. So, I mean, I'm kind of biased in the fact that this was what introduced me to the show. But it has a good twist to it.
That it does?
It does have a really good twist. One that I did not see coming. Mostly because I had never watched the show before, so I didn't really know what to expect from it. But overall, I really loved it. I liked introducing some new people. Kathy Bates. I love her so much. And Dennis O'Hare as Liz Taylor is one of the best performances of the show. You cannot change my mind.
No, that was a goated performance on his part.
10 out of 10. That man was built for that role. And... Sarah Paulson.
Oh god, her again.
What is there to say? She does such a good job with every single character she plays. I have yet to watch one where I'm like, Yeah, she didn't do a good job with that. But I'll talk about it now so we don't have to talk about it later, mm-hmm. if you prefer me to.
Go ahead.
But while she was playing Sally, she was also out playing Marcia Clark, winning awards for playing Marcia Clark. And so I think that's pretty impressive that she was playing completely opposite characters at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've seen interviews with her where she's, like, where she would have to go from, you know, how she has her big Sally hair, mm-hmm. then she'd have to go and wear the Marcia Clark wig.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
Mm. It happens.
But she did a great job. Overall, absolutely love this season. It's so good. I don't understand why people don't appreciate it.
Alright. Okay.
You wanna... Go ahead.
You're gonna make me summarize Roanoke?
Yes. Because I know how much you love the Jets.
Okay, fine. Roanoke starts off in a docu-series way, with the real Matt and Shelby being interviewed about their experiences at the Roanoke house for a TV show called My Roanoke Nightmare. They were a couple moving out of the city looking for a fresh start. They move into a cheap farmhouse in North Carolina, and it doesn't take long for strange things to occur. The couple begins to see people in their house.
Go ahead.
Pigs that were sacrificed or are found around their house. And the action only seems to heighten as they get closer to the Blood Moon. After surviving an onslaught of paranormal activity and death, the couple escapes. Skip forward a little bit, the creators of My Roanoke Nightmare are now creating another series where the real Matt and Shelby, plus others, as well as the actors that portrayed them, go back to the real Roanoke house. Will they survive the Blood Moon, or will the butcher get to them first?
I made that season sound really good. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, for how... sucky it is.
It's not that bad of a season.
It's a pretty bad season.
It's not. Would you like to start? Would you like to talk about Roanoke first? Your thoughts, or would you like me to?
I'll start with Roanoke. I didn't like the docu-series. I don't think that was really needed.
Like the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the back and forth.
Where like Sarah Paulson was playing Shelby and Cuba Gooding Jr. was playing Matt.
Why do you hate him? What did he ever do to you? He's such a nice guy.
Just continue.
You don't like him because he played OJ.
Well, that, but you take some time to dig on Cuba Gooding Jr. and you tell me how you feel about him. Go ahead. This is not Cuba Gooding Jr. hating, bashing moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wasn't a fan of the docu-series because when I heard about Roanoke, I expected it to be about... be placed back then.
You wanted it to be, like, colonial America.
I thought that would be really cool, but, you know... No. We did that a few times for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, like when Evan Peters was on the show for 2 episodes.
He was the homie that was chilling in the tunnel, wasn't he?
Yep, that was him.
Yeah, and then, obviously, the Chens can literally leave and no one would care.
I would care. They were a nice, wholesome family.
Yeah, before they get died and then... crawling on the walls and stuff like that. It's gross. No one should crawl like that. You can't crawl like that.
Okay, so what about the second half of the season where they return to Roanoke?
That was just weird. I wasn't a fan of that either. It was better than the docuseries, but it was just weird and uncalled for.
Okay. Fun fact. Let me put my fun facts in. In the second half of the season when they return to Roanoke, the actors... playing the actors, like
Sarah Paulson,
and Angela Bassett, they actually used their own iPhones to record themselves, and then they compiled all of that into what you see in the show. Could you imagine not deleting those and you're just scrolling through your photos and you're like, what the heck is this?
I don't remember this being here.
What is this? And it's like, oh my god, poor Shelby. Anyways, that was my Sarah Paulson impression.
Oh god, that was awful.
Continue,
she
sorry.
She would be ashamed.
Continue, I had to put my 2 cents in. Go ahead.
Is Kathy Bates doing what Kathy Bates does? Kathy Bates fan club over here.
Being an absolute god.
Murdering people.
Yes.
We had... Leslie Jordan was in it.
Yes! Leslie Jordan. Leslie Jordan fan club.
No, Kathy Bates fan club.
Then Sarah Paulson fan club. Then Leslie Jordan fan club. Okay. Then Angela Biceps fan club. Angela biceps.
Crush me in half with her.
She has giant biceps.
She's like 85.
I want to know what her workout regimen is because...
Yeah, you want to send that over to me real quick?
Angela, if you're listening.
Probably consists of a bunch of food and...
Send the bicep workout.
3 hours of working out.
Probably. I mean, I guess if we looked it up, we could probably find it. Anyways.
Yeah.
Go ahead, continue.
That's about it.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
After... Well, you didn't rewatch it, so...
I would never rewatch that season.
You don't do anything on that. Anyways.
Actually, it was better than season 10, though.
You didn't like season 10, did you? No. What did you... Actually, I'm not going to talk about that. We can talk about that when the season 10 episode comes along. My thoughts on Roanoke. When I watched it the first time, it was my least favorite season. When I watched it the second time...
It was my second to least favorite.
It was my least favorite season. When I watched it for the third time with Ashton...
You watched it three
times. I've actually watched it more than that. But like... but when I watched it the third time, all the way through, mm-hmm. with Ashton, it became not my least favorite.
It's your second to least favorite.
It's... But like, here's the thing. with season 10, those are two separate seasons to me.
No, but they're not.
But they are.
But they're not.
Because I would put Death... of, it would be Freak Show Death Valley. Roanoke?
You like Death Valley more than Roanoke? You...
I did not like Death Valley. That was dumb.
You didn't like kind Roanoke more than Death Valley?
I did like Roanoke.
Wait.
Freak Show, Death Valley, Roanoke.
Oh, you're going down. Okay, that makes sense.
So sorry, Roanoke, Death Valley, Freak Show there would be my bottom three.
Okay, there it is.
So it was no longer my least favorite season. I think it just kind of grew on me, and it was honestly funny watching you watch it. But when I watched when I kept watching it, it just became comedic.
It was stupid.
It was also, like, scary.
I jumped a few times because the chins came on the screen.
You're telling me the butcher did not scare you. The polks did not scare you.
The polks.
The cannibal family living in the woods that would torture them, pull their teeth out.
That wasn't scary, no. They were
just... I hope you get kidnapped by cannibals in the woods.
So do I.
That's horrifying, because that's real.
Yeah, but it's not real to me yet, so when it's real to me, then I'll be scared.
It's not real to me either, but I'm still horrified of cannibals capturing me and torturing me in their farmhouse in the woods.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen.
You are a huge scaredy cat. You just don't want to admit it.
No, I am. I'm just... Roanoke wasn't that scary. American Horror Story wasn't jump scary. That's what I don't like. The psychological aspect doesn't get me. I don't care about that.
That's twisted. I just feel like that should impact you more.
Nope,
it doesn't. You just find it all funny.
I do.
It's dumb. Anyways, I actually liked the docuseries. In a way.
There was no need for it.
Yeah, that was the point of the season. Was they make a TV show within the TV show. And then they make another TV show within the TV show that was made for the TV show.
TV-ception.
TV-showception. No, it was really... It was okay. Not my favorite. Not my least favorite. Kathy Bates.
It was just okay.
Obviously, Kathy Bates is just awesome.
Dude, Kathy Bates is just a G.
When she plays the villain, you know it's gonna be good.
Oh. How did we not talk about this with Kathy Bates? The scene in season 5 with Kathy Bates... With Hotline Bling.
Let's go back to rewind.
Okay,
rewind.
We're done with Roanoke. We're done with Roanoke. We don't care about Roanoke.
The scene. In season... We can talk about this later on the episode too, but...
The scene.
We need to just quickly address it.
I know when that Hotline
Bling... Let's just say this, and then we'll talk about it during favorite moments. Hotline Bling.
Dude.
Yes!
What was her name? Iris?
Iris. Iris and Liz.
Iris the G. And Liz, those two made that scene so... You couldn't have picked...
They were an iconic duo. Can we talk about Iris making a video about herself with her cats before she wanted to die?
Dude, Iris was... She was wholesome and...
I honestly think that's one of Kathy Bates' best characters.
Iris?
Yes. It goes The Butcher, Iris, Delphine.
She only had three characters, doesn't she?
No. Apocalypse.
What was she? Oh, yeah, she was the robot chick.
Well, she actually had two characters in Roanoke. And she was the bearded lady.
Oh, I always forget about the bearded lady. She was there for a few episodes.
With her Baltimore accent!
With her great Baltimore accent.
Yes, Kathy Bates! Anyways, I'm gonna go back to Roanoke real quick. Wasn't amazing. Wasn't awful. But, you know, it did the job. Was a little scary. Also, I think when you look at Cult, a lot of people don't like Cult, but when I watch it and I look at Cult, I feel like Cult just, like, overshadows Roanoke. You know?
Yeah.
And Roanoke only had Evan Peters in, like, two episodes because he was preparing for Kai.
Yeah.
But, like...
I can't wait till we get to Cult. That'll be fun.
Cult and Apocalypse, that the next American Horror Story episode, I feel like that one's gonna be a long episode. Just because... I like both of those seasons.
I wasn't a fan of
They're
Apocalypse.
Within my top five. Leave. No.
I wasn't a fan.
Leave now.
I wasn't a fan.
They're both within my top five.
Mm-hmm. Apocalypse is not within my top five.
Yeah, that's because you're boring.
You know what's in my top one, though? 1984.
Yeah.
Flexing with
At least
a stuffed
you have
animal.
Decent taste there.
I'm flexing with a stuffed animal.
You have your decent taste there. It's when you put Asylum way too low.
Asylum sucked.
Leave. Out that door right there. Skedaddle.
Asylum sucked.
It's
awful.
This
it,
is
well, maybe I'll rewatch it.
That Can that be our question?
What?
Hot takes on Asylum.
No.
Please.
No, I'll go put that one in the first American Horror Story episode.
Okay, fine. You're just wrong. And no, you're wrong. Everybody that listens and watches American Horror Story is like, you're wrong.
Okay. Am I supposed to be offended?
Yes. Because well, you're I'm wrong. Not. You need to if you rewatch it, I'll rewatch it with you.
Okay.
Because I love that
you
season.
You act like that's a huge task for you.
I love that season. Anyways, back to Roanoke. Kind of just there. It's more in the middle for me. Like
it's just another season.
It's bottom three, but it's like not... There's, like, Roanoke and then the other two that are way down. Hot take. Sorry. I just don't like Freak Show, guys.
People like Freak Show?
Yeah. Ugh. Anyways.
Disgusting, disgraceful people.
With that being said, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our favorites, our least favorites, and Gaga and Horror Story. We'll be right back. For another American...
My elbow cracked.
For another American Horror Story, episode 3, whatever you want to call it, segment. Favorites, least favorites, and Gaga. Obviously.
Why don't we just do our closing thoughts then? We already talked about Sarah Paulson. Unless you want
so
to go on
So this is
going
to be a really long segment?
Yeah. Unless you want to go on another rant about her.
I mean, I'm always up for going on
a... I swear to God,
I'm always up for going on another rant about Sarah Paulson. We'll just play it by a year, all right?
Okay,
here we go. Let's do favorites. These favorites of American Horror Story Season 5 Hotel.
Favorite character?
You want to do favorite... Sure, we'll start with favorite character.
I told you, Manny, you don't like me for it. My favorite's John.
Leave.
And then it would be Iris. Iris is a very close second.
You have a third? Just John, Iris, Liz. Everybody. Oh! I am liking the taste besides John. The fact that he's number one makes me kind of want to throw up. Okay, alright. Respect the game. Now I'm going to have to come up with three. Well, obviously number one is Sarah Paulson and Sally. I mean, but that's one of my favorite characters of the whole show.
Of course, because Sarah Paulson plays him.
Might the top three favorite characters of the whole show consist of Sarah Paulson, Sarah Paulson, Sarah Paulson.
I think they're all Sarah Paulson.
Anyways. So it would be Sally, and then I would say...
Hair.
There's a hair. And then I would say Liz.
You can't just...
The Countess.
I'll tell you about it.
And then Iris would be fourth.
How is Iris not top three? That is just disgraceful.
Because her and the Countess just go back and forth too much. It's always up in the air. John is least.
I thought John was pretty cool.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to share my least favorite character yet. You go ahead, Ashton. Least favorite.
Mac, who's your least favorite character?
John and his stupid wife. What's his wife's name? What's his wife's name?
Oh, there would be my least favorite character. My least favorite character is his wife.
Hold on. I'll tell you what.
We're going to find out her name.
I can't remember her name.
It started with a C.
Alex. Alex.
Yeah, it didn't start with a C.
Dr. Alex Lowe.
You know, she was the worst.
I did not like her.
She was my least favorite.
Them
and... No, just her.
I didn't like John, and I didn't like her. And their kids were a little annoying.
Their kids were just weird.
With their blonde boy that's like...
He likes... I remember if he likes creepy kids.
He really does. 10th season? Get creepy girl off the screen.
Creepy child. Get her off.
Creepy child.
She should have died.
Okay, now that's really dark.
Not...
We don't wish
not
death...
Not the actress.
We don't wish death upon child characters. That's really mean.
No baby characters. Not child characters, baby
She
characters.
Did try to kill her baby brother.
Then she deserved to die. Dude, that should have been the whole thing. She should have came... Oh, wait, that would be spoiled. Never mind. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that when we get to that episode. Because then you can spoil things then.
There's a Funko Pop staring into my soul right now, and I don't know who it is.
It's Regina. Regina Mills from Once Upon a Time. And then there's Zelina. And then over there... It's Cordelia.
Why are they not sharing the same thing?
Because those two are in the same show. Cordelia. So also, Cordelia was in the middle and then she kept falling, so I gave her own spot.
I think they must have had a beef.
And then I gotta figure out where I'm gonna put my other two Funko Pops.
Are they gonna be with each other since they're in the same universe?
Yeah, but I can't figure out where they're gonna go.
I think you should see, maybe put them on the other side of that and just move that bottle.
Oh, yeah, where would I move the bottle to?
Mine's just on my little window right there. Okay, well, let's get back to...
Anyways, you guys just got a detailed description of my Funko Pop locations. Okay.
Oh, just a pause.
Alrighty, so that was favorite characters, least favorite characters. Alright, give me your favorite scene, moment, episode...
Well, God, we've already talked about it. My favorite moment is when Iris and Liz come in shooting things up.
They've got double gun.
They're double gunning both of them. We got...
Bust into the room with Hotline Bling playing and, like, shooting Lady Gaga.
She deserved it.
That was hilarious. That was so
She didn't
funny.
Deserve it, but that was
I
funny.
Remember when that happened, you were like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Dude, it was a sick, nasty scene.
It's kind of an iconic scene. Now every time that song comes on, I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo. Throw the guns up. Alright.
But that's favorite scene by far.
You got a favorite episode? I think you and I share the same favorite
episode. Oh yeah, the Ten Commandments killer.
The
that
Ten
was a good
Commandments
one.
Killer. That's a really good episode.
That was a really good one. Didn't he?
Didn't he?
Am I right?
Nyeh. Shush.
So I am.
Shush. You say it too loud. Be careful with the... Yes.
Okay.
With the innocent ears listening. I mean, there's spoiler warnings at the beginning of this, but it's a good twist. We like twists and turns in every season.
For sure.
Favorite episode. What about, like, your least favorite episode, least favorite moment?
I don't think I have one, to be honest with you. The second episode wasn't good.
Shoots and ladders.
It wasn't...
A long episode.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It was just...
Long.
Long. Really? That would. I didn't think I had a least favorite scene, though. My second favorite scene, I think, would be when the Devil's Night one, where they're all just
kind of... Oh, I like Devil's Night, the episode Devil's Night. That's a good one.
Fushizzle.
One of my favorite episodes is obviously the Ten Commandments killer. I also like the season finale, where it's Devil's Night Part 2, when Sarah Paulson reprises her role as Billy Dean Howard. That's really just a good scene in general. It really is kind of funny. That would be one of my favorite scenes. Obviously, Hotline Bling would be one of my favorite scenes. Any scene in Ten Commandments Killer. Those are all good scenes. But my least favorite scene would be when Iris pushes Sally out the window. That was so depressing. I was like, gosh dang, girl! I'm sorry your son wanted to shoot up the heroin. She was just trying to make a profit.
She's trying to get that money. She's trying to get the bread.
Jeez!
Chasing the bag.
God. Iris needs to chill.
Iris said chill.
Iris said chill. Iris said relax.
Iris said relax.
Yeah, also when Iris makes that video about herself, when she's, like, planning on killing herself, and she makes that video.
With her cats? It was so wholesome.
It really was. She is, like, a wholesome old lady character that's kind of
She has awesome. Anger issues, but deep down she's very wholesome.
She would bake a mean cookie.
She would. She would definitely bake a mean cookie.
She would...
I don't know what would be in the cookie, but she would make
You know, nobody likes oatmeal. Raisin, oatmeal, chocolate chip cookies.
She would make a good...
But those would be her signature cookie.
She would make a good one.
Also a sugar cookie.
She'd be like that old lady that brings over the oatmeal raisin or oatmeal, and you're like, really, these ones? But then you taste them, and they're just like, glorious.
As I've gotten older, though, I actually do like oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal chocolate chip is
good. I like those too. Well, I really like those because I like chocolate, but
oatmeal raisin is kind of nice.
I don't mind oatmeal raisin. So, hot take. Anyways.
That is a hot take. Those
are disgusting. that's this week's question. Oatmeal raisin cookies, yes or no?
Usually we ask questions about the...
But it would show that you've listened to the whole episode.
Actually, no, because one of our episodes are quite random questions. It's like, are you a Shaniac or a Bugara? And I don't know what we were talking about.
We were talking about the parents, because they did an episode on the Conjuring House.
I know, but usually you'd ask something about the parent family, but no. Are you a Shaniac or a Bugara?
Shaniac. Bugara.
No, Shaniac.
Bugara.
No, Shaniac.
Bugara!
I will punch you.
Put him up. Let's go.
Ow, I scratched myself on your ring.
Sorry. That's...
Which ring? I don't know.
So many rings. Okay, let's move on to... Roanoke. Shall we?
Dude.
Your body is just popping. Anyways.
Will you stop Snapchatting people?
Sorry. I'm not Snapchatting. What are you talking about? Favorite character of... I mean, besides the Chens. Because I know those are your favorite characters.
Favorite character would be the Butcher.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Obviously, one, it's Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates fan club.
Kathy Bates fan club.
Two, she's very dark and weird and... Yeah, and three, that one scene...
Sorry, you had a fuzz on your nose. It's really bothering me.
The one scene where you found out why she is who she is, like when she's left out, I felt bad for
her. When we went into Colonial America?
I felt bad for her.
Yeah, that was a good scene. Kind of a wholesome scene.
Yeah.
I mean, really sad, but wholesome.
And then she just went on anger rage.
Yeah, then she needed to chill.
She...
Butcher said relax.
Iris said relax.
Yeah. So she would be your favorite character?
Yeah.
My favorite character...
I want to make sure this is Iris said relax.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Merch?
I want some Iris said relax merch.
I want some Iris said relax merch. My favorite character, I would say, would be, obviously the Butcher is one of my favorites. I don't know if she'd be my, I don't know if I could rank these characters, because the first half of the season, you have two of the same character, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sarah Paulson's character, but not Shelby. Audrey. Because that was comedy gold with her British accent.
God, she sucks at a British accent. Why do all Americans have to suck at accents?
We really do. This is perfect time to bring up my love for the Australians.
Oh, God.
This has nothing to do with British people. I'm sorry, British people, if you're listening. But my love for the Australians, if we have Australian listeners, this one's for you.
We do.
I love you guys so much. You guys are just so cool.
Australian fan club.
Seriously. Australian fan club. I just love the Australians. Back to our regularly scheduled program. So I would say the Butcher, Audrey,
Cool.
Yeah.
It's good.
That would be it.
It's hoop right there.
I mean, the Butcher is dark, scary, but like Gnarly. Kathy Bates Butcher, because we don't really meet the actual Butcher.
No, we don't.
But, yeah, it would be She's so scary. And then Audrey, she's just funny. She really was funny. Like, I don't know if Sarah Paulson was trying to be funny.
Oh, I have my favorite scene. Sorry, go ahead.
But she was kind of hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite scene, though? Or least favorite character?
Least favorite character.
The Chens. Continue. Go ahead.
My least favorite character would be Lee Harris. Played by, well, in the docuseries, it's Angela Bassett.
Adina.
But Adina Porter. I do not like her.
She's just...
I also don't like Matt. She's Matt!
Just... Dude, don't even... No, I didn't like Matt either.
Either Cuba Gooding Jr. or whoever else plays Matt.
Why I didn't like... such a problem with him. I need to look up what he did.
I just... I'll show you a video later.
Oh.
Anyways. Yeah, but I really didn't like Lee. Ugh. For many reasons.
Angela Biceps Lee was...
was way better than Adina Porter Lee. But, like, I don't like the character of Lee. Anyways, okay. Favorite scene, moment, episode?
Favorite scene is the seance with Leslie Jordan.
Yes!
That is my favorite scene.
That is a really good scene. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
But it's also kind of scary.
It's weird. Because you got Kathy Bates talking to you. I don't know where she's at.
Coming from, and then she's like smashing windows. She's like, oh my god.
Yeah, that would be my favorite scene.
Yeah, that's a good scene. Man, I forgot about that scene. Unlocked a memory.
I just remembered it as you were talking about something.
Yeah, I really like that scene. What other scene do I like? I like... Man, it's just one of those things where they all kind of blend together, and that was the point.
I kind of thought it was a funny scene, like the first episode when Matt got a pig or barrel thrown at him.
Oh yeah, when the
that was kind of funny.
Basically, I think it's funny though every time Shelby yells Matt. I don't know, that's really funny to me.
It is kind of funny
because it's like, girl, be independent.
Come on now. Do your own thing.
Yeah, when barrels are being... But I would have to say the Leslie Jordan seances.
Yeah, that was the best one. That was the best one.
My favorite scene. That's a good one. You know what I like about Roanoke?
What?
Is, well, I don't know how much of it is real, the characters they use, but I thought it was cool that they used the nurse, like, the nurse's story. Because...
The nurses.
Remember the nurses that killed all the people and tried to spell murder?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because those nurses are actually from Michigan.
I mean.
Yeah. In case you guys didn't know, I think we've talked about that we're from Michigan. The Mitten.
The Mitten. The Big Mitten.
Not gonna tell you where we are from.
Your mom's house.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh! Oh, man.
That was so bad.
That was awful.
But yeah, no, they're from... That whole case is from Michigan. Don't know how it ended up in Roanoke, but way out in North Carolina.
That's in North Carolina. North Kecky Lackey.
But I thought that was cool. Because I was like, hey, I know those people.
I know you.
I know your story.
Okay.
Okay.
Least favorite?
Oh, least favorite scene?
Yeah.
I mean, anytime the Polks are on the screen, those people make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're just uncomfortable. They're not scary. They're just
uncomfortable. I mean, when they were torturing... Who was that? That was Monet and Audrey. That was really kind of... That was just... I was like, stop, please stop.
It's just uncomfortable. Stop. They're just uncomfortable.
Anytime they're on the screen, what else do I not like? I don't like when people, like... I mean, I don't like this anyways, but anytime that people would question Shelby and what she was seeing and, like, made her go crazy, that was just frustrating to me.
Yeah, but that's probably a normal reaction for a lot of
people. Yeah, and I don't like that. Because I'm one that's like, oh, really? Is that what's happening?
Really?
I'm, like, embracing the paranormal. Really?
Cool. Cool.
So, those scenes just frustrate me in anything I watch.
Okay.
But I don't know if I could pick a specific scene.
I could.
I mean, when Leslie Jordan gets his intestines ripped out of his stomach.
That was just sad. And gross.
It makes me want to throw up and never eat spaghetti again.
This is why I'm not a fan of spaghetti, guys.
Okay, what's your least favorite scene? Since you had it. That wasn't a chance, but...
One of the Chen scenes. When, like, the very
It's one of the last episodes, yeah.
When everything's starting to happen.
The blood moon is, it's like working.
When, I think they were getting chased by Lady Gaga's character. Not chased, but like I think she was.
Oh yeah, Lady Gaga's in this season too.
I think she was just kind of there. So they went into the tunnel, little secret tunnel they have in the house. And all of a sudden you see a dude who's Evan Peters' character chilling there.
It's not Evan Peters, but it's who he plays in the docuseries.
Yeah. And then he runs away, and all of a sudden, the Chens come crawling out that tunnel, all over the walls and stuff, looking like this, and then it's terrifying. I think that's one of the scenes I jumped at.
Oh, you're so... Your hatred for the Chens just gives me life, because...
Die.
No, I liked the Chens. Well, I didn't like the Chens, but I thought they were creepy.
Yeah, they were creepy.
Like, they added a really good creepy aspect to the show.
Yeah, they did. Too creepy of an aspect.
Could you do that pose again for me so I can post it on the Instagram?
No, I'm not doing that. Come on. I'm not doing the pose again. No pose.
Nope. Please. It's for the Insta.
Nope.
We need people to see the inside scoop.
But, like, am I wrong, though? Like, you don't come calling out the tunnel. You over here calling like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And oh, I didn't even get a good picture. Dang.
I'm not doing it again. That was a one-time
thing. Oh, come on. Nope. Please. Just one more.
No. No person should crawl like this on a wall. You're looking at a ceiling. I'm like, well, not looking at the ceiling. They kind of were. They were, like, upside down. Crawling and stuff. I don't understand it, dude. Did you actually... What is that? Use that one. That's the best one.
Yeah, the Chens were just a different... They were a different breed.
They're built different.
Built different.
They're built different. Oh, made to last.
Chens. Made to last. Just do it.
Just do it.
So that was, you know, favorites, least favorites of each season. Do we want to take a break and talk about Gaga?
We're only at 19 minutes. Let's just talk about Gaga. We don't need to go on another Sarah Paulson rant.
Alright, let's talk about Gaga.
We're talking about Gaga.
Lady Gaga, obviously, was introduced in Hotel and played a very vital role in that season.
Yes.
The Countess.
Very big role.
Very, very big role, as she was in our summary. She plays the Countess. Lady Gaga was brought in as Jessica Lange left. Thoughts on that?
I didn't really have a problem with it, to be honest. The only problem I had with Jessica Lange leaving was the way she left. The character she played when she left.
I like Elsa Mars, but I just don't think it did her justice.
It didn't do her justice.
I would rather have left off on Fiona Good.
Yeah.
But go ahead, keep going.
But I don't know if people... I don't know at that time what was going on, because I don't know if people were mad that Lady Gaga was brought in as a replacement. I don't know if she really was a replacement.
No, I don't think she was. I don't like that word. Because I don't think she was... I don't think Ryan Murphy was like, oh yeah, I'm just never going to have Jessica Lange on and I want to replace her.
Right.
Because you're never going to replace Jessica Lange.
No. And I'm sure they had Lady Gaga in mind for a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you don't just pick somebody just because...
You don't just pick Lady Gaga for just to pick Lady Gaga. Like, right.
She wasn't a huge actor.
She didn't act or anything. Yeah.
I'm sure they had her for a while. But I don't think she was a replacement. I don't like it.
I didn't have a problem with it. I actually, you know, her character's in my top three. I think she did a phenomenal job. I think she's weird, and I love that. I think she's...
She fits Lady Gaga.
She's a good weird. Lady Gaga, in general, is a good weird, but then she plays this character that's super crazy and...
Weird.
Yes, weird, seductive, all of that, and it just fits Lady Gaga really well. It does! Are you laughing because I used the word seductive?
No, I'm laughing because you used the character seductive and you're like, just fits Lady Gaga so well.
No, just everything about that character does fit Lady Gaga because she's just weird.
She's
a little out there, and that's what makes Lady Gaga awesome. And she embraces it. Don't talk about... No, leave. No, but Lady Gaga embraces her weirdness.
Yeah, and then she doesn't try to hide it.
No, she does a great job. Love her.
And I think it was perfect.
I don't think she was replacing Jessica Lange at all. If anything, I think if you were going to replace Jessica Lange, you would have given Sarah Paulson a bigger role.
Yeah.
And even then, she was doing Marsha Clark and all of that. So I thought it was nice to bring somebody new in.
Yeah.
So I like Gaga in Horror Story.
Yeah, I think Gaga was the right character for that role.
The right character for that role?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Gaga was the right person for that role?
Yes, that is exactly what I meant by that. Okay. Just didn't come out that way.
So out of the two Lady Gaga characters, which one was your favorite? Obviously one was more prevalent than the other.
Oh, Countess.
Yeah. Although, I don't remember. I don't want to try and pronounce the witch's name in the sixth season.
Bathsheba.
It's not Beth. Because that's what I first wanted to say, and I was like, that is not right.
That's not right.
No, I don't want to try and pronounce it. But
get your pilgrim hat. Sorry, continue.
She does a good job in that one, but the Countess, it's just so good. It's good.
Yeah. I just don't think that witch had a big enough role to even replace, to even take.
Yeah.
The cake on the Countess.
And let's be honest, I'm going to go back to the Jessica Lange thing.
Oh boy.
Jessica Lange, sorry, spoiler, does come back later, only for like an episode in Apocalypse. How can you forget that so iconic? You're obviously not a fan. Please stop. Please stop.
Okay, continue. Sorry. Dance break.
So I don't think Lady Gaga was ever meant to replace Jessica Lange. And anybody that hates on Lady Gaga and her portrayal of the Countess, please cite your sources and your evidence. I'm going to be your English teacher. I need an essay because...
MLA format.
MLA format.
Times New Roman.
12 size font. Because...
Double spaced.
I don't understand why everybody was hating on Gaga.
I don't know.
That girl stole the show that season.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that when I found out she was in it. I was like, bruh. Lady Gaga, are you kidding me?
Has she even done anything?
And then she did, and I was like, okay, Lady Gaga, I see you.
Just point right at it. Dude.
Gaga, go. Yeah, she did a good job, and I wish she'd come back. I kind of miss her.
She's got better things to do.
She would have been good in Double Feature. She would have been good in Cult. She would have been really good in Cult.
She's got better things to worry about.
Yeah. Like being in House of Gucci.
She should just make sure she thanks Ryan Murphy every day for, like, she's a big actress.
Yeah, and now she, you know, has won Golden Globes for, like, A Star is Born. That was really good. Now we're just going on Lady Gaga fan club.
Okay.
And now she's in House of Gucci.
With Adam Driver
and Jared Leto and Al Pacino.
Good soup.
Good soup. I'm so excited to go see that. Are you going to go see that with me?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm very excited. Father, Son, House of Gucci. I'm sorry. I just see that part on TikTok way too much.
Okay.
I'm on Lady Gaga, so I had TikTok apparently.
What now?
I guess we can close it out, sadly. Please stop.
Okay, sorry.
I'll let you go first.
What am I closing out?
Thoughts on each season. Just overall what we've talked
Hotel,
about.
Underrated.
Good word. Good word.
Underrated. I think it got more hate than it deserved.
Because Jessica Lange wasn't in it.
Yeah, it's the first season without Jessica Lange.
So, it's gonna be a little rough, yes. But I don't think it was as bad as people want. Like, thought it was.
Yeah. Iris, real G. Liz, real G. John. Just John. He's just John. I liked the whole bringing in a bunch of real life things and kind of mixing them into one. The Sissy Hotel. H.H. Holmes. Kind of bringing them into one.
Mm-hmm.
The kids did not deserve to be there. They did not. Creepy kids. Roanoke, it just didn't hit it. Didn't like the docuseries. Didn't like the chance.
I just feel like it slightly missed.
It slightly missed.
Like, it still hit a target, a part of the target, but it wasn't in the middle.
It, like, it grazed. It grazed the target.
No, it hit the target.
No, it grazed.
No, it hit it.
It grazed.
But it very nearly missed. So,
like, it's, like, right here.
Yeah, it almost missed.
Yeah. No, I just didn't, it didn't hit. And Sarah Paulson should never do a British accent ever again.
Don't hate. It was supposed to be funny. She knows she can't do it. That was the point.
I didn't laugh once.
That's because you had no taste whatsoever.
No, I'm just joking. I'm so angry.
I'm not angry. I'm just, you have no taste.
I think she did a great job portraying Sally. Mm-hmm. I think she did a decent job acting for Shelby. Act Shelby.
Not for Audrey. Playing Shelby?
Audrey was not it.
Rude.
But yeah, I think Roanoke was not the greatest season. Not the worst either. And I think Hotel is underrated.
I agree that Hotel is very underrated. I don't understand the hate it gets. Because, first of all, the fashion. Anybody that likes fashion should appreciate this season. At a certain level. Anybody that likes good twists and turns in a season should like this season. Because it has one really good twist. And a couple of other ones where you're like, oh, okay, I see it now.
Oogie.
It kind of brings in that murder house element. You'll know when I'm talking about if you watch the season. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. And it really, there's a lot of love triangle relationships happening. And it makes it really dramatic. And that is good.
Yeah.
Super dark. Super weird. Somebody's walking. Anyways. No, I just really... It's super underrated. I wish people enjoyed it more. I'd love to see it when it... I'd love to see when that's in somebody's top three. And I'm like...
Sir?
Somebody like me. All right. I see it. Roanoke. Not... The best season, not the worst season.
It's just there.
Ryan Murphy was being very experimental with this with the docuseries type thing. Do I think it hit right in dead smack in the middle? Not at all. Do I think it missed, though? No. I think it was an interesting take on something that he had never done before.
I think he was trying something new.
Yeah.
He just wanted to see how
it worked. So that's why I want to give him a little bit of a break, because a lot of people... When you build such a, not necessarily a franchise, but such a TV show, it's Dad, such a TV show like that, and it's not the same because it's obviously different every season, but it's the same structure, mm-hmm. and you throw in something completely new, obviously people are going to be like, they either really like it, or they really don't.
Yeah.
So, kudos to him for trying it out, being experimental. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. Kathy Bates kind of carries that season.
Carrie's Hotel too, but that's
whatever. It's just kind of there. That's, it's not in the middle of the seasons for me, but it's not my least favorite. It's just there.
Okay.
And it's just kind of vibing, doing its thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellente.
So, that was American Horror Story seasons 5 and 6. Perfect. This was supposed to come out last weekend. We did not do this last weekend. We had a very busy weekend. But now we're making it all up to you, and hopefully we're going to hit you with one today, and hopefully tomorrow.
Yep.
So, get ready for that. We have a very fun rest of the month coming up for you. We actually have a funny movie tomorrow. It's quite funny. It is funny. I don't know how many people have seen it. I feel like it's kind of like it came out and then just nobody talked about it again.
Yeah, just kind of...
So maybe we'll inspire you guys to watch it because it's very good. It is funny. It's in my top 10 movies. With that being said, though, everybody, we really hope you enjoyed this episode. Start watching American Horror Story seasons. All 10 seasons are out now. You can watch them on Netflix, but you can't watch season 10 on Netflix. You can watch 1 through 9 on Netflix. And if you have Hulu, watch season 10 double feature on Hulu. And with that being said... Happy hauntings!